So let me start. Well, I would like just to start with some discussion. Yes, discussion of mirror symmetry first for Calabi-Yau threefolds. So if we have two Calabi-Yau threefolds X and Y, Y is mirror dual to X, then the first knowledge that we have to check, and actually first indication that these two varieties are mirror dual to each other, are these two identities, is H11 of X equals to H21 of Y, and vice versa, H21 of X equals to H11 of Y. So this, of course, is an inequality of numbers. It's the equality of Hodge numbers. And I would like to analyze this kind of equality from point of view of vector spaces, homology or cohomology, what you should say. And if we look at this identity from point of view of vector space, then we immediately see some kind of non-symmetry of, because H11, we assume that Calabi-Yau three-foot has no cohomology of structure shift between zero and dimension. So we the group or integral of cohomology generate H11 of X. So we have immediately a lattice in the vector space H11 of X. But if we consider another space, the Hodge subspace H21, so it's actually cohomology of a tangent shift. So it's also infinitesimal space of deformation of complex structure on X. Then we don't see any integral structure, any lattice. So this is a very important to observe at the beginning, because usually this integral structure is important for all other consequences of mirror symmetry, like computing instantons and etc. So so there is no integral structure. Of course, there is a way of to introduce this integral structure. Then we should look at at H21 as a bundle of a module space, and we should go to the boundary of this module space, where so some kind of degenerating point where we have boundary components, and instead of an our bundle over of these vector spaces over corresponding to smooth points of smooth Calabi-Yau will go to well, get some logarithmic singularities at the boundary, and we show, and we get from this logarithmic structure we can extract some lattice. So this is the way how it works. But nevertheless, let us consider if we want to see natural integral structure without coming to boundary points, then usual candidates for this would be two other groups. So we consider even cohomology of X and odd cohomology of Y module torsion. So these both are lattices, so we have integral structures, so free abelian groups, and they by mirror symmetry should be isomorphic free abelian groups. But if we want to compare and see some kind of isomorphism, that we immediately can note that one group, for example, odd dimension, it's actually nothing but middle cohomology group of Y. Has no grading, but the even cohomology of X has natural grading by degree by dimension of cycle. So somehow we cannot expect naturally to identify these two objects. So and of course we can try to do it if we do next step. So a next step in discussion, what kind of cohomology we should consider to compare properties of mirror manifolds, we naturally come to K theory. What advantages has K theory? So if we compare even cohomology or K of X and K theory of X, then the difference is that K theory or K zero of X is not a graded group. Not it's the same what we expect on the mirror side, H3, it's not a grade. But there is a filtration. So that means more naturally, one should expect to work not with a graded group, but with groups with filtrations. And of course, in this sense, the odd part should be replaced by K1 and by board periodicity. We don't need any other. So this would be good groups to compare. Of course, this is what we have in dimension three, but in a dimension, high dimension is more complicated. So again, we can speak about mirror symmetry between high dimensional Calabi-Yau manifolds, and we can write down analogous equation between Hodge numbers, that means HPQ equals D minus PQ of Y. But again, we have problems with integral structures. And this problem is not so easy to solve like in three-dimensional case where integral structure can be described in terms of some degeneration. So this is, the only what is at the moment is probably successful is to take only parts of these groups of Hodge numbers, like one diagonal and another diagonal, and we, to compare one diagonal, that means PP component or algebraic part corresponding to derived category of cogent sheaves, and another diagonal which corresponds to middle cohomology group of the middle of a mirror. So it's mirror. Why? So we have we'll get a category of some d cycles on Y. So this is how we can probably good approach cohomologically and other to test mirror symmetry. But but this was somehow general remarks. I would like to explain what is the purpose of my lecture now. So my lecture will be devoted to some mathematical experiments with integral cohomology of Calabi-Yau threefolds using toric construction. So actually this is a joint work with Max Kreutzer, and it's work in progress because there are some things still not finished, and we'll expect more to get more. So let me explain what I mean this mathematical experiments and something about toric construction. So I have to repeat standard toric terminology. So we have two lattices M and N. So these two due to each other lattices of rank D. So we have a torus of dimension D, algebraic torus, which is a spectrum of the group algebra. And we identify M with the characters of this torus and N with a group of one parameter subgroups. So we have natural parenthood between these two lattices. So this is just for what we started with. Well, it's very, this data from discrete algebra. So we can use. Now we want to choose a polytope delta in the real extension of the lattice M, and we say this is a lattice polytope if all vertices of delta belong to this lattice M. So, and we always consider polytopes of maximal dimension. So then, for each such a polytope, there is a projective torque variety P delta, which is a torque compactification. This is no, of course not of delta. It's compactification of torus. So, and usually it's singular, but singularities are in codimension at least two or more. So it's a normal variety, it's a good variety. And we will be interested in special case of polyhedra, so we introduce the notion of reflexive polytope. So the lattice polytope is called reflexive if first the interior of this polytope delta has only a single lattice point, which is zero, and another polytope delta star, which is lives in a dual space, we have a in the real extension of dual lattice. So we write down this at the intersection of half spaces. So this is the equation. This is again a lattice polytope. That means all vertices of delta star are points of lattice and dual lattice. And automatically it will be a reflexive polytope. And we have this nice duality. So twice delta star applied to the reflexive polytope gives identity. So this duality is actually the main duality behind our investigation of toric mirror symmetry. So let me start next. So let me now explain what kind of play we do with this data of reflexive polytope. So if we have a reflexive polytope delta in the real space MR, we write down a family of polynomials. So we have write down summation over lattice points in the on this polytope, and here are coefficients a m are m are complex numbers, and x to the power m they are monomials. So we have a Laurent polynomial, and the vanishing condition for this polynomial so defines a hypersurface of a fine hypersurface in an algebraic torus, so it will be denoted by ZF. So we have a fine hypersurface. But I would like to stress. So we have not only one polynomial; we have a family of polynomials, and actually, mostly we will be interested in a generic member of this family, so that that the coefficient a m in the polynomial will be generically, or we can take them as algebraically independent. So now. As I said, there is a compactification p delta of algebraic torus, and we can take a closure of this hypersurface in this compactification. So we get ZF bar. It will be a hypersurface. If we have if the generality condition for F is satisfied, then the singularities of this hypersurface will be very close to singularities of toric, so it will be toroidal singularities, and there will be normal projective variety with singularities, and singularities may appear only at least in codimension 2. So we have, but important is that this variety that we get will have trivial canonical class. So if we speak about canonical class of singular variety, that means we speak about dualizing sheaf or Zariski differential sheaf. And it turns out that these sheaves are the same, so they're isomorphic to structure sheaf. So this happens for this normal projective hypersurface. It will have Gorenstein singularities. So. And then there is a desingularization. So next step, what we do, we want to desingularize this hypersurface. We get ZF hat. And desingularization we are interested in should be so that the canonical class will still remain trivial. This is actually a problem in high dimension. But if we are for d not greater than 4, it's possible to do to choose such a desingularization. Of course, it's a little bit technical. It uses toric methods, but it can be done. So the remind you, d was the dimension of a torus. That means if d not greater than 4, then the hypersurface will be a dimension not greater than 3. So for this case, we can desingularize. Unfortunately, this desingularization is not always unique, but the remarkable property is the following. So we can compute Hodge numbers of this desingularized hypersurface, desingularized in a minimal way, as I said. So let's first introduce two notations. So L of P, it's the number of lattice points in some lattice polytope. In this case, P is not necessary of maximal dimension. It could be a segment or polygon and lying in high dimensional space. And L star of P, it's just lattice points in the relative interior of this lattice polytope. So using these two notation, we can compute Hodge numbers of this smooth, in this case, so we'll be interested in the, so we considered case D equals 4. Then hypersurface will be of dimension 3. And we can compute H to 1 explicitly, so we get some expression depending on polytope delta, delta star, and faces of delta and delta star. So faces, so there is some kind of nice duality between faces of polytope and the polar polytope in complementary dimensions, so that they should dimensions should sum up to so one is due to 3, yes. So there is a sorry. No. In arbitrary dimension, we cannot expect such a Krappmann resolution that I said. So the simplest way to see a counterexample, if we take C4, a fine space of dimension 4, and act on this space by minus Poisson identity, the quotient will be toric singularity with quotient singularity with Z2 quotient, but there is no Krappmann resolution of such a, such a singularity. It's in dimension 4. This formula is only I said that we need a resolution for hypersurface. We don't need a resolution for toric variety. It's ambient. And actually, singularities which are bad singularities which occur in this ambient toric variety, they are isolated. So that and we can choose hypersurface away of these singularities. So the only singularities, toric singularities of or toroidal singularities of dimension 3 or 2 are important for not to resolve singularity of hypersurface. So we cannot resolve singularities of ambient toric varieties crepantly, but we can do it for the hypersurface. So there is a somehow. Sorry. Yes. It's taken which actually already at least 10 years or more. Yes, it's a just toric method. And then if we do computation for H11, we get a very similar formula, and one formula transforms to another formula by replacing delta to delta star by 2, and at the same time we should go from faces of delta to dual faces in this last term summation. So and so automatically we have a nice duality between Hodge numbers as we expected, and this is why how we can construct many examples of Calabi-Yau threefolds. So we can so that means if you repeat the same game, but start we start with new polytope delta star, we get another family of Calabi-Yau's reference, and it will be mirror family. So here is also a formula for Euler number in terms of volumes of faces of delta and delta star, and one can easily see that the Euler number changes if we go from variety to mirror. So this is a nice formula just using combinatorics. And actually, I should say the starting point of such a formula was were results of Daniil von Chovansky, who computed many Hodge theoretic invariants of hypersurfaces in torus, in algebraic torus. So you can, of course, ask how many what is known about reflexive polytopes. First of all, one can prove that in each dimension, in each fixed dimension, there are only finitely many reflexive polytopes. And probably I will show the first list. So this is a list of all 16 reflexive polytopes of dimension 2. And they are organized in such a way that Pi is due to P16 minus I. So that means this is due to this, this is due to this, and etc. So so this classification can be done just taking a piece of paper and writing pictures and it's not difficult. But if one asks for the next dimension, then the classification of all reflexive polytopes up to automorphism of lattices needs computer. Sorry? Should be. Maybe something wrong, yes? Oh, sorry. So maybe something wrong. But but at least they are all maybe with index notation. It's not quite. But it's at least it's complete list of all polytopes. So, well, what was done? Great work by Kurtz and Skarke. They found maybe first in dimension 3, 4,319 reflexive polytopes. So I managed only to find the corresponding to the reflexive polytopes corresponding to smooth torque Fano varieties. There are only 18, but these all reflexive polytopes correspond. They, from point of view of algebraic geometry, correspond to torque Fano varieties with canonical singularities. So this is it. And here, here's the more important. So there are many millions of reflexive polytopes of dimension 4. And of course, you can ask, it may happen that different reflexive polytopes define families, the same families of Calabi-Yau threefolds. So we should, of course, try to distinguish them. And at least 30,108, there are distinct pairs of Hodge numbers. So at least we can guarantee that we have so many different Calabi-Yau threefolds. And of course, it's a lot of experimental material. Now, what I'm interested next, as I said, I'm interested more to understand integral cohomology of Calabi-Yau threefolds and their behavior under the mirror symmetry. So let's consider, so we have just take a threefold. We denote by A and B torsion in one-dimensional homology and two-dimensional homology, and take also dual groups to these torsion groups. So then the cohomology of a complex threefold will look as follows. So this is a table. So what we'll get. So the group A and A star appears in twice B and B star. So this is, well, I don't know what I should comment. All this comes from two statements. So first we remark that even the torsion in even cohomology is due to torsion in odd cohomology. And all this picture comes from Poincaré duality and this universal coefficient statement that torsion in homology is due to torsion in cohomology was shifted by a one. So we have, and this, so we, in order to understand torsion, for example, for Calabi-Yau threefold, we need to get information about the group AB or dual groups and A star B star. So we want to understand this. And we want to understand it for our many examples of toric varieties constructed by of Calabi-Yau threefolds constructed by toric methods. So the group A is related to fundamental group of the manifold. So I would like to start to remind you information about the fundamental group of toric variety. So there is a computation of fundamental group of toric variety due to Danilov. It's not difficult, so I can. So if we take just first start with the torus, C star to the power D, then the topological fundamental group of a torus can be canonically identified with the lattice N. So. And it also coincides with integral homology of this torus. So, and the lattice N, the dual lattice, has canonical identification with cohomology. Now, if we go to compactification of a torus, equivalent compactification, we add divisors at the boundary, and these divisors correspond to choice of some lattice points EI in lattice N. So H, this divisor has dense torus orbit, and if we just consider the union of big torus with this torus orbit, we get a product of C with torus of smaller dimension. So that means, so the embedding of torus in this partial compactification, just using one divisor, induce the homomorphism of fundamental groups, and here's fundamental group is smaller of smaller rank because it's so, and one can easily see that the kernel of this surjective homomorphism is exactly generated by the lattice vector EI, which corresponds to this divisor. So by compactification, the adding divisors, we kill some elements, and all together when we all compactify, so the fundamental group of toric varieties, or H1 of toric topological P1, is just a quotient of n modular sublattice generated by all vectors AI corresponding to divisors of the compactified. So this is a situation with a fundamental group of toric variety. Now we go to the case of Calabi-Yau threefolds constructed by toric methods. So what we can prove is the following. So the fundamental group of Calabi-Yau threefold, so this constructed from lattice two-dimensional, four-dimensional lattice polyhedron delta, is again a quotient of two lattices, n times by, divided by n prime. But this lattice has actually another nature. So we consider all lattice points on two-dimensional faces of a dual polyhedron. And just take a sublattice generated by this. So we don't use all lattice points in the dual polyhedron. Again, we would work with only part of them. And since two-dimensional face it generates, or lattice point on the two-dimensional face generates a three-dimensional sublattice, which is a direct summon, so we can easily see that the quotient of n by this sublattice can be at most cyclic. So we have at most cyclic quotient. And now what we can do, we can go through the list of all reflexive polytopes, so many millions, right, and check what reflexive polytopes, we can compute this quotient group, and computer computation showed that there are exactly 16 examples. I said not Calabi-Yau surfaces, but polytopes, because some of these Calabi-Yau surfaces have the same Hodge numbers, and one should check whether they're probably the family are the same. But it is, so, but at least one gets exactly 16 examples of polytopes. So the fundamental group of these will be of order A, where A either 2, 3, or 5. And there are 13 examples of order 2, 2 examples of order 3, and 1 single example of order 5. So this is a situation with so-called three quotients. As we can, these are toric varieties which can be realized as a cyclic three quotients. And let me show you explicitly some examples of this variety. Some examples of these varieties can be for each number can be A can be explicitly constructed. So we start for A equals 5. We start with a projective space of dimension 4, P4, and divide this space by cyclic group of order 5, which acts in this way. So if it acts in this way, then one can easily see that this action has only 5 points with non-trivial stabilizer. So they are exactly coordinate points. And the quotient has only 5 isolated singular points. Now, if we take a generic anti-canonical hypersurface here in this quotient, it will miss these singularities, and we get a smooth graph. So it will be smooth, already smooth. We don't need to use any Krepenz resolution. It will be automatically smooth. Although this quotient is not, the toric variety itself is not smooth, but hypersurface will be smooth because singularities will be of codimension 4. Isolates. The same situation with number A equals 3. So we take product of two projective planes and act by cyclic group of order 3, which on each P2 acts in this way, so all characters. So then we get 9 isolated points, singular points, and the hypersurface will still be smooth. And the last one, the same play with for A equals 2, we take a product of 4 P1s and divide by cyclic group of order 2. This cyclic group acts by 1 psi on each P1. So we have 16 isolated singular points on the quotient, but again, its hypersurface will be non-singular. So this is a situation with some non-simply connected toric Calabi-Yau threefolds. Now I would like to say what some kind of mirror expectation. So this is a conjecture of I think it was first was formulated by Mark Ross in his paper about Strom-Yau-Zaffo construction and topological instigation of Lagrangian, special Lagrangian. So one expects that torsion in mirror manifolds torsion in two cohomologies 3 will be exchanged. So this is a, if I'm not mistaken, so this is a conjecture. Well, how to prove this conjecture in general is a question, but one can make some experiments. As I said, I should go back to our picture of cohomologies. So the fundamental group actually contribute to torsion in cohomology of degree 2. So it's a due to fundamental group. And here is and this group are the three torsion in three cohomology of degree 3. It's related to Brouwer group of, it's actually Brouwer group, so cohomological Brouwer group. So there are two Brouwer groups actually, which are considered in algebraic geometry. The Brouwer groups which constructed by using sheaves of Atomeyer algebras. So this is, and another Brouwer group, so Brouwer prime, it's cohomological Brouwer groups or torsion in this view. You can write down some exact sequence which relates torsion here in the torsion on three-dimensional cohomology, which are using exponential sequence. So one can easily see that the first group, Brouwer groups, are using algebra sheets. It's a subgroup of cohomological Brouwer groups, but the question which is open for many in general, whether it's isomorphism. One can prove that it's isomorphism in some cases, but generally it's not easy. So it was proved, for example, by Daniel Hoiberg and Stefan Schroeder for case series surface, even for non-algebraic. And it's also proved for toric varieties by Ford and other people. So this is what about Brouwer groups. Now let me tell you what is known about Brouwer group of a toric variety, because in order to compute Brouwer group of hypersurface in toric variety, we need actually information. So the usual way of proving or doing, we do something on a toric or an ambient space, and then you use Lefschetz type theorem to relate connection to have connection between invariance of ambient space and the and sorry. It's not it's incorrect how I correct. Yeah, okay. So, I should be accurate. So, but of course, in examples which I will discuss, it will be, for this example, it will not. So the Brouwer group of toric variety, so in this situation, one can prove that the cohomological Brouwer group and the Brouwer group for using Atomeyer algebra, they are the same. And this can be described by a second wedge power of lattice M. So this is a group, a cohomological Brouwer group. And well, we can compare with it's related. So it's the two-dimensional homology. It's another group, another second wedge power, but of dual lattice N. So now what happens? So first, so the same somehow play as we did with fundamental group. If we go to the compactification, actually the divisor that we had to add, they put some restriction on the on possible Atomeyer algebra sheaves. So that means we should we get cohomological Brouwer group of toric varieties actually as a subgroup of cohomological Brouwer group of toric variety. But let me describe more explicitly. So we have to consider the following map. We consider the second wedge product of N, and consider the map over take a lattice points of a cone. Here we have a first. That means just simply n, and take a wedge with these elements. So this is this map has an image. So we denote by the image by n two prime. So it's generated by all these elements, and actually, so and I can prove that the cohomological and classical Brouwer group are the same, and actually they can compute as a group of homomorphism of this quotient to this divisible group Q over Z. So one can also compute this quotient if one knows sublattice generated by lattice points that we have chosen. So if we denote again by n prime the lattice generated by this, And if we describe the quotient of n by n prime as in this standard factors, invariant factors, so we write down a direct sum of d cyclic groups, then where a1 that divides a2, etc., divides ad, then the quotient of what we're interested in is just this sum. So it's very close to wage second wage product, but precise statement can be probably done only in the in this this way. And moreover, one can describe elements in this cohomological Brouwer group explicitly by some Atsumaya algebra sheaves as follows. So element first, we start with description of elements in a Brouwer group of a torus. So we take nu to be natural number, so and alpha beta two lattice elements. Then there is a symbol algebra, depends on three parameters, alpha, beta, and nu. So it's a social, it's an algebra generated by two elements u and v with relations u to the power nu, nu is alpha, v to the power nu is beta, and they are not commuting, they commuting up to some root of primitive root of unity. So we take a new root of unity. So for the case of when we take nu equals two, it's a standard construction of quaternionic algebra. So it's just, now one can prove so the so that the divisible, so the nu torsion element in the Brouwer group can be described just using basis of the module of M module. So we take M, take M to be basis of M, and take symbols of each pair of basic elements. So this is will be, so this is how it looks like. It's new part, a new torsion part of the Brouwer group of the torus. So and since and using these elements, one can describe also a restriction by this. Some of these elements can be extended on the compactification, and using these elements, we can restrict on hypersurface. So we can also realize explicitly elements of Brouwer groups of a hypersurface, Calabi-Yau hypersurface, explicitly. So now, how to compute a Brouwer group of hypersurface? So again, there is a statement, so we can write down it as a due to quotient of two lattices. And in this situation, so we need a lattice N2 prime. It's generated by all elements. We'll take a second wedge product of N and take a subgroup generated by such a product. First wedge prime with EI, and where EI runs over all lattice points in one-dimensional skeleton of dual polyhedron delta star. So and again, if we denote by n prime the lattice generated by all these points, one can easily see that in this representation, the first invariant factors are ones, because one-dimensional phase generate direct sum on lattice of rank two. And then it will be a quotient at most of the sum of two cyclic groups, of order A3 and A4. So, and this quotient, which is a Brouwer group, is just cyclic group. So we can easily see that this will be cyclic group as a Brouwer group of Calabi-Yau three. Now we can, sorry? No. We cannot say that that if we to take have a toric hacker, again, what should be very accurate with divisors, what happened with divisors. I explained how to compute this Brouwer group, that's just answer, but I cannot say that a Brow group of a torque, an ambient torque variety, is the same as a Brow group of a hypersurface, because also not. We should delete from the compact torque variety some subvarieties and compute a Brow group of this subvariety, and then you get isomorphism. So it's not it's the same with fundamental group is a similar situation. So this is what we get. And now, since we have explicit formula for the computational Brow group of toric Calabi-Yau threefold, so we can run the computer program. Computer program finds exactly 16 four-dimensional reflexive polytopes such that this is three will be more than one. In each case, surprisingly, both summons, that means A3 and 4, they're the same, and the number A is again 2, 3, or 5. So, and it's not surprise that this is exactly the mirrors of previous computer search. So actually, computer search, as Max Kurtz said me, so these examples has been found in the first 10 minutes of computer search, and other millions of examples for checking other millions of examples, one needs several days, but but the result was the same. So now we have 16 examples. Let me be accurate. Again, we don't know about. We are speaking about reflexive polytopes. It may happen that there are some of these examples have the same Hodge number. It may happen that some different polytopes give the same family of Calabi-Yau threefolds. But we have some series of examples of Calabi-Yau threefolds with non-trivial cyclic fundamental Brow group. So actually both examples, so non-trivial fundamental group and non-trivial Brow group, both are important for physics, from point of view of physics. The first fundamental group is related to so-called Wilson line, if I'm not mistaken. The second B field in discrete torsion stuff. In this situation, at least conjecture of Mark Gross is true. So, and even in this strong statement that I mentioned, so at least this is agree with both versions of this conjecture. So now this is what happens. Let me show you one explicit example of such a manifold with non-trivial Brow group, so that you can see. This is example actually was discussed related to examples Espinon or Morrison, and related to Conch example to global Torelli theorem, and was a recent paper of Balazs Szendrői. So one starts with a projective four-dimensional space and take a product of two cyclic group of order five acting. The first action we have already seen, the second is as this. And if we take a quotient, then on the quotient we have, so this quotient won't have isolated singularities, so we will be singularities along 10 curves, and this singularities will be of this quotient type. But so if you take a hypersurface in this quotient, you need to resolve singularities. And then after resolving singularities, the fundamental group of this variety will be trivial, but the Brow group will be not trivial. It will be somehow second wedge power of this group H, and it will be cyclic of order five. So this is an example. Actually, it's mirror to one example that I mentioned for A. It's easy to see that I mean the mirror of the first example for with non-trivial fundamental group. So now I can say there are questions and open conjectures. Well, I don't know how to. So what I should believe or not. So one is interested still in relation between torsion of X and X dual, so Calabi-Yau manifold, and especially in arbitrary dimension. So first is the conjecture that torsion, I think this is at least, even at least this is not quite clear why it should be true, but it's so if we take torsion in all cohomologies, so not dividing cohomology in odd, to take torsion, and it should be the same for X and for the mirror. Or more precise version, what just mentioned by Mark. Well, and I don't know whether one can relate torsion in middle cohomology and even or PP part of it's difficult to say what is PP part for torsion element. So this is also open question. And what I said that this is a work in the progress, because actually it's would be good also to have a complete list of Calabi-Yau threefolds as complete intersection torque varieties. And there is also some database for complete intersection, but it's not so good in order to be sure to find all examples. So this will be probably the next step to find other all examples of three-dimensional complete intersection and to check how behavior of torsion elements in cohomology. So what happens in dimension three? Yes, and the last one, well, maybe I should say, for toy construction, so on the level of Hodge numbers, the duality has been checked by me and Borisov using so-called stringy Hodge numbers. But well, there is a cohomology theory, orbifold cohomology theory, developed by many people. And but as far as I know, there is no good understanding of what is the torsion in orbifold cohomology or stringy cohomology. And also, if we want to check prediction of mirror duality for torsion elements in high dimension, we need to work with these stringy cohomologies. And well, but it's still not clear. I can formulate conjecture in high dimension at the moment, but I believe that one can continue this computer experiments and probably get good series of examples to with this conjecture. So I hope I finished.
Question?
Well, one is I don't know. So it's just one. Well, first I don't have a precise formula for computation of this broad group of complete intersection, because in the complete intersection case, it may happen that you have lattice polyhedra of different dimensions, and sometimes it's very subtle with Lefschetz type argument to control this. Well, definitely one gets much more examples. So first examples show that in completeness there are much more free quotients with non-trivial fundamental group. And by mirror symmetry, we should have also many 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 examples with. But well, I don't know what to expect. This is
but do you see, for example, many free quotients with group bigger than Z5?
No. Mostly quotients, unfortunately, the cyclic groups of order 2. That means from point of view of Brown group of you have quaternionic algebra. She is.
The reason I was asking is because this is related to elliptic vibrations in some sense, and I've been trying to construct elliptic vibrations, and I can only construct them with 2, 3, 4, and 5, but never 7.
No. So far, computer didn't find any more than 5.
Are there any examples of Calabi-Yau's where the Brouwer group is not cyclic?
No. At the moment, I don't know. So
there's
I should check. Of course, you mean for completeness section. Well, the risk of non-cyclic connected completeness section is not complete at the moment. And it may happen, but I don't know. It may happen. But
So I should just say that John Morgan and I, coming from the same general motivation, but a quite different specific motivation, we're trying to check for hypersurfaces, and now we're working on complete intersections, the same integral isomorphism, but now between K0 and K1, K0 of one side and K1 of the mirror. We do have a direct but very grungy combinatorial proof of the 16 example of the hypersurface case. Yeah. Well, technically 400 million examples. In reality,
I think we worked
quite. Yeah, so and we did the same computer check that you just described, and it is utterly remarkable that it works so well. But the methods we're using are fundamentally toric, and they don't actually make reference to the free quotient description, of this relationship. But there are examples, in fact, examples that cannot be written torically as hypersurfaces. Like the Boveal construction, P7-2222 quotiented by QA. Do you have a sense of a direct argument for the free quotient mechanism?
The moment I can say.
Right. Okay. So just comment then, just that there are these non-abelian fundamental groups that might pop up, and then what does that mean about the Brouwer group?
I forget to mention your work.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
You mean complete intersection? If it is, then we have, of course, automatically non-examples of Brouwer group, non-cyclic Brouwer group. But I don't remember. I'm not. I can say immediately. So the list, maybe there is a non-cyclic fundamental group for some. Complete intersection. So it's possible, but I cannot say immediately. So maybe I should look at some paper.
Right. I mean, these are sort of old examples.
But this, of course, if it's so, then it will be an automatical example with non-cyclic Brouwer by mirror construction. So at least expected. So we. Thank you.
Just a general question. So it's the torsion may be lead to non-commutative geometry for Calabi-Yau manifold. So in general question, what would be the quality for non-commutative Calabi-Yau manifold?
So could you repeat again?
The torsion?
Yes.
May be lead to non-commutative geometry in Calabi-Yau manifold. There are some examples like quintic.
Yes.
So my question is, what would be, for example, the polytop for this non-commutative Calabi-Yau manifold?
Non-commutative?
Yeah.
I don't
the
know.
Polytop.
I don't know. Sorry.
It's pretty hard work for me.
Is there any relation back to the first few sheets where you had this K0 and K1? In particular, is there any relation to these filtrations you mentioned? And then the fact that actually these filtrations are related to the Adams operations, which is a sort of gets a motivic interpretation also with respect to mirror symmetry. So concrete question is, your talk, did it say anything about K0 and the structure on K0?
Well, I don't know how definitely there is some kind of K-theoretical way of expressing. So for example, even this Brouwer group is related to K2, so algebraic K2. I don't see a motivic way of interpretation of this result. So
now the question is more whether you see some Adams operations in your work.
Some
the Adams operations.
Actually, I didn't think about this. Maybe it's possible, but I didn't think.
Any more questions? Okay, I guess I finished my job. Thanks for speaking again.
So as yesterday, there will be a lunch.
Sorry?